Hey, who wants to live longer? Go to superhumanradio.com today and listen to Superhuman Radio live at 1 p.m. Pacific weekdays.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to a new week at Superhuman Radio. One announcement I want to make. AgeForce has launched a new product. This is a transdermal creatine beta-alanine patch. And you can get a free trial sample of it if you go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad for the new creatine beta-alanine patch. This is only good for 7 days. You got to go there between today and next Monday and click the banner ad and take advantage of this free trial offer for this. I'm sure if it's anything like the other patches they've introduced, people are going to love it. We got a great show planned for you today. During the first hour, we have Dr. Jared Scowron back on the show, naturopath. He wrote the book 100 Natural Remedies for Your Child. We're going to be talking a little broader scope today about naturopathic approaches to treating some of the most common diseases. Later in the show, Jack Callum will be on talking about his new book, No More Fatigue. You won't want to miss that either. Okay. Dr. Scowron, how are you doing?
Great, Carl. Thanks for having me on the show again.
It's a pleasure. You know, people asked for you to come back. The crowd loves what you have to say, and they wanted more of you. So we're just responding to the crowd's wishes here.
Well, good, good. It's great to be here, and, you know, I love talking about natural remedies, so anything I can help your listeners with, that's why I'm here.
I got to ask you this question before we get started. Are naturopathic physicians under attack right now, their practices, their licenses? I remember reading something maybe a year or two ago that there were going to be some restrictions made to naturopathic physicians. Am I incorrect about that?
Well, you know, I'll tell you where the fight is, and it's always a fight for power. So, you know, the people in power, which, of course, right now is the AMA, doesn't want to lose power to anybody. And that is not just naturopathic physicians, but that's also the physician's assistants, that's the nurses. And, you know, and come 2014, where everybody's going to have health insurance, there's going to be a big space where people can't get to their physicians. AMA doesn't want to give it to anybody and give anybody the ability to be a PCP.
And there are more of these physician's assistants out there actually doing frontline work. There's a lot of instances where patients are not even seeing the physicians. They're going right to the physician's assistant, and the physician's assistant has the ability to prescribe now with obviously oversight by the physician, correct?
Exactly. That's what's happening. You know, and it's a money game because the insurance companies are not giving doctors enough money to stay in business. So, you know, you can't pay a physician their salary and have them, you know, see the number of patients. So they're passing it on to physician's assistants, who are great because, you know, they're really taking a lot of the front work. So if people need refills on their meds or they've got a cold, you know, it's great for the PAs to see first.
Now, I want to talk about a couple things up front, first of all, and kind of hit this hard, and then we'll go around and we'll talk about some of the most common disorders that plague the United States. You know, you and I talked off the air. We're preparing to do a show, a complete two-hour show dedicated to the movie Contagion. And I shared my opinion with you off the air. I believe that Contagion is a complete propaganda piece designed to populate this concept that vaccines are effective and safe, and everyone should get them, and no one should turn them away. And I believe that if you want a vaccine, you should go for it. But if you don't want it, don't go for it. You should not be led down this path of believing that vaccines are all safe. I want to save my soapbox for that show, but I want you to reiterate something that you spoke about on the first show you did with us. This morning on the Today Show, they had a medical team member who came out and not only gave the Gardasil vaccine a huge push, but assured parents that it is completely safe, and even said that your sons should get it to avoid getting genital warts. Now, tell my audience what your experience is with young girls who get the HPV protocol to protect against this.
Well, let me first talk about my concerns with new vaccines, and Gardasil is a new vaccine. The pharmaceutical companies are not performing long-term studies on new vaccines. So it's not like you're giving a vaccine to somebody and waiting 5, 10, 20 years to see if they have any health problems. They wait about a month or two, and if they don't have any health problems and don't die, they'll put it on the market. What I'm seeing in 16, 17, and 18-year-old girls is that they get the Gardasil vaccine, which is supposed to prevent HPV, the virus that can cause cervical cancer. But it gives these girls cervical cancer. I've seen girls who have never had intercourse have late-stage cervical cancer. And you know what? Cervical cancer takes about 20 years to develop on its own. But some kids, not all kids, but some kids are getting the vaccine, and they're fast-forwarding these 20 years into 6 months. And it's horrific.
And now, is the Gardasil vaccine an attenuated living form of the virus?
I'm not sure exactly what type it is, but it also depends on the maker. There may be multiple pharmaceutical companies making it, and different companies may make different types of vaccines.
Okay. So clearly, one could assume or surmise that these young girls who have not had sexual intercourse but have had the Gardasil vaccine and then developing this form of cervical cancer, there's a high probability that it was the vaccine that could have triggered this cancer. Or is that, am I going out on a limb by saying something like that?
No, I have no doubt in my mind. You know, people who don't have intercourse don't get cervical cancer at that age. I mean, they may have it later in life, but, you know, it takes 20 years to get to that stage.
Okay. Now, the next thing I want to address before we move on to our main criteria today, which are naturopathic approaches to dealing with some of the most prevalent chronic diseases today, is we did a show on Friday called Casual Friday where I spoke up and gave my opinion of the amount of arsenic in apple juice that Dr. Oz promoted on his show. I'd like to have your opinion on that. Now, perhaps you have probably assure my audience that you have a better position to offer this opinion than I did on Friday.
Well, you know, the majority of my practice is children, and I will test heavy metals like arsenic in all my patients, and I can give to you at least 100 kids that have arsenic toxicity, and arsenic will kill the brain. And you wonder why there's so much ADD and ADHD. I think a lot of it has to do with arsenic. And the question, of course, is where is it coming from? And I think, you know, Dr. Oz has opened our eyes to looking at these juice companies that will take thousands and tens of thousands of apples and put the entire apple into the apple juice. And what they're also doing is they're taking the seeds and putting the seeds in the apple juice. So that's where the majority of the arsenic comes from.
Really?
As well as the pesticides. Yeah, all apple seeds have arsenic.
Now, what about this this argument by the FDA that inorganic arsenic is the problem, not organic arsenic, and inorganic arsenic we know is man-made, basically?
Right. You know, the man-made arsenic, you know, can be worse, but in my mind, if you've got arsenic, it's going to damage you. I don't care if one form is more harmful than another form. It's still toxic.
But isn't everything grown in the ground? I mean, arsenic is just another trace metal, like copper, like vanadium. These are all present in soil now. I will say that in some regions of the United States, arsenic will be higher because it rains back down on Earth because
sure.
of coal mines and coal
yep.
burning and so on. But isn't it in everything, broccoli and everything?
There's a little bit in everything, yeah. But I think it's really getting concentrated here. And, you know, I'll test whole families for arsenic toxicity, and the kids will be toxic, but the parents won't be.
My problem with the whole Dr. Oz arsenic beef was that the FDA came out and answered and not the companies in question. I thought that was pretty transparent that the FDA is trying to protect its clients because they have greater gravity in their statement and greater ability to demand recourse than the companies that were in question. What do you think about that? You think I'm wrong?
No, that's entirely right, because if the juice companies were to be truthful, they'd say, yeah, you know, we put the peels, we put the seeds in there, because we don't want to spend the money to core an apple, we just want to put the whole thing in there.
So you don't think it's just simply that the apples that they're buying are coming in from countries where arsenic is in pesticides still?
I think that as well. I think that's two places that it's coming from the pesticides as well as from the seeds. And, you know, Dr. Oz isn't going to put anything on his show that his lawyers haven't triple-checked.
Okay.
So it's got to be true, but, you know, I love your idea of let's eat organic apples, and we've got no pesticides, and we don't eat the seeds, and let's just eat them at home, or, you know, get your own juicer and juice organic apples.
Yes,
buy at home.
You know, and that's the other thing I was thinking to myself, and even Elisa talked about it on the show. You know, if you're a mom, you know how easy it is to make fresh applesauce from organic apples that you purchase from your local farm?
Sure.
I mean, you put them in a food processor for literally 30 seconds, add some cinnamon, and feed it to the baby.
It's done.
And guess what? When you make your own applesauce, you core and peel the apple.
Right.
And it always comes back to this mass approach to food that always gets us in trouble, regardless of what it is. Okay.
Well, it does. You know, the companies are trying to save money to make a profit, but by doing that, they're making harmful food.
Okay. All right, let's do this. Let's take our first commercial break. When we come back, I want to get into it. I want to talk about naturopathic remedies and approaches for chronic diseases. By the way, Dr. Jared Scowron's book, 100 Natural Remedies for Your Child, a valuable book for any parent out there, has been on the best-selling list on Amazon.com for how many weeks now, Dr. Scowron?
Ever since we released, it's been on the best-seller list every week.
Everybody should get this book. It is under $20. I mean, you'll spend $20 on three cups of coffee. Go out and get this book and give it to someone who has a child if you don't have a child. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
The ground, bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today. At needtobuildmuscle.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. Can see eye drops. The name says it all.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the AgeForce Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit AgeForce.com InfoWars.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Get stronger, feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Listen up, y'all, cause this is it. The beat.
Welcome back
is
to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour, Dr. Jared Scowron, naturopath extraordinaire. You know, there was a time where all there were naturopathic doctors. Nothing else. Allopathic medicine didn't exist. Boy, I wish that could happen again. But maybe I'm being foolish. Anyway, okay, so let's get on with it. There are some very, very common diseases out there that quite often are treated with pharmaceutical drugs that have lots of side effects. Naturopathic medicine actually may be a little bit more sympathetic with the body in how it treats diseases. Is that a fair statement, Dr. Scowron?
Yeah, it really is. You know, number one, of course, the therapies we use are all natural, but number two, they really attempt to cure what's going on. You know, when you look at conventional medicine, they haven't come up with a cure since antibiotics.
Well, let's talk about this for a second. That's a perfect statement to make. Let's look at the most prevalent disease in the United States today, which by far has got to be diabetes. With diabetes, drugs like glucophage and metformin are used, which basically mask the problem by regulating blood sugar. But the patient continues to eat the types of foods that got them sick in the first place. So basically what you're doing is you're masking the symptom, and the person is still poisoning themselves.
Well, exactly. You know, and I have so many patients who come up to me and say, you know, look, I don't have diabetes anymore because my sugars are fine. But your sugars are only fine because you're taking the drugs and you have all the side effects of the drugs. And it's just keeping people alive, which is great. You know, we definitely want that. But it's not curing. It's not treating the problem. As soon as you stop the medication, you're going to go right back to where you were. And you're not thinking about diet. You're not thinking about cinnamon. You're not thinking about chromium. You're not thinking about all the nutrients and low glycemic index diets that are going to help you.
Which, by the way, for those of you out there who are not aware of this, insulin mimetics, like metformin, actually precipitate a person to become obese over time. They're supposed to increase insulin sensitivity, but clearly they shuttle more fat into fat stores, because people who are on metformin, unless they are eating hypocaloric diets or eating diets that are low in high glycemic carbohydrates, they get fat. And if you're eating low glycemic index carbs to begin with, chances are you don't need the metformin.
Well, exactly. And, you know, people are startled when I tell them we can cure diabetes permanently. You don't need to be on these medications because it's the food that got you there in the first place.
But people don't care. I was at a party one night, and there's a gentleman there who is severely obese. He's suffering from all sorts of secondary problems related to his diabetes, and he said very cavalierly, well, I'm on insulin now. And I looked at him and I said, you know, you could reverse your diabetes in 6 months. He looked at me for a nanosecond. He turned to the left and he started a different conversation with someone else. A lot of people don't care. They think that as long as they take their medications, that they're doing the best that they can.
Exactly. And, you know, I think the first thing you said is that most people don't care. You know, people want to live the lifestyle that they want, and,
right,
and, you know, are comfortable that the medications will keep them alive, and yeah, temporarily, yes, but, you know, that exact guy, you know, his sugars may be under control with the medicine, but when's he going to get heart disease?
Oh, there's a running discussion on when he's going to croak. In fact, he boasts that he's lived the longest of anyone in his family, of all the men in his family so far. So anyway, okay, so with that being the case, let's talk about insulin resistance for a second. What is the naturopathic approach to treating insulin resistance?
Well, obviously diet is number one. You know, you need a low glycemic index diet. You know, that's easily found online. You can type in low glycemic index and look at the foods that don't have a lot of sugars in them, and you want to focus on those. And when it comes from a supplement point of view, cinnamon's been, you know, touted as very popular, but you need to eat a lot of it. You know, you need
and large amounts can give you some bowel problems as well, I've found.
Yeah, that can happen, and different people can be sensitive to it. I definitely give all my patients with sugar issues the mineral chromium, because chromium will decrease your insulin sensitivity. So that's definitely a good first place to start.
Is it in the form of chromium picolinate?
That's a great form.
Yeah, and how many milligrams? Usually you're taking micrograms a day, right?
Yeah, I'll do about 200 mics of chromium a couple times a day.
Because this is one of the things that accumulates over time. The cellular sensitivity to insulin adjusts, and then you just kind of have a maintenance dose, right?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, once the insulin sensitivity is gone, you know, you're going to start losing the weight, and you're going to stop needing the insulin or need your metformin or other medications. There was a really neat study that I read that explained why our cells become insulin resistant. It's because within the cells, our fat stores start to build up. So we just don't have fat in our belly or in our buttocks. It's actually in the cell. And when the fat's in the cell will close the doors to sugar and say, I don't need any more. I don't need any more sugar. I got fat stores in here. So until you burn that fat within the cells, which is done by weightlifting and weight training, that's when the insulin resistant goes away.
Interesting. I never knew that. That's very interesting. Okay. What about a rescue? What about when you have? I mean, because this is where pharmaceutical drugs seem to work the best. You have somebody comes in, they're dangerously high sugar levels. What do you use for a rescue supplement?
You know, I would definitely look at some of the herbs, like Korean red ginseng is pretty good. You can use milk thistle sometime. Obviously, in severe emergencies, you want to go for the insulin itself. While we do the long-term lifestyle changes.
What about our alpha lipoic acid?
Oh, that's fantastic. I love lipoic acid. Not only is it good to help with the sugar, it'll also reverse your diabetic neuropathy.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Lipoic acid was started to be studied in the 50s in Italy, and they were using it to treat diabetic neuropathy.
In fact, BASF devoted millions of dollars into the R form of alpha lipoic acid and for treating diabetes, only to abandon it when they realized they couldn't patent it and sell it at a profit.
Well, exactly.
So here you have this remarkable natural aid for insulin resistance. But because it would not, they would not be able to get their investment out of it, so to speak. They didn't teach the world about it.
Sure.
So shocking, but yeah, I like our alpha lipoic acid. I know people who are insulin resistant and on insulin who have to cut their insulin doses back. If you're on insulin, you have to work with your doctor to introduce our alpha lipoic acid because it can precipitate periods of hypoglycemia. It is that effective.
It's really, really good. And, you know, patients are taught by their doctors, you'll never come off of this medication. This is for the rest of your life. You've got to retrain your outlook on the future.
Yeah. That's a sad part of the allopathic model. I have no problem with some of the drugs that allopaths use if it's used in a rescue environment. We're going to put you on this for a few months while we adjust these other things. What about compliance? Do you have a problem with compliance when you diet? You tell somebody, look, you have to stay away from sugary and starchy foods, not forever, but just for the next 6 months. Do you have a difficult time getting them to comply?
Well, you know, people do what people want to do. And the more that we teach people about why they need to change what they're eating, and the more we teach responsibility, the more people understand, I'm choosing to eat this, and I need to understand what it's doing to me. And instead of just giving up responsibility or allocation for it and just saying, I'll do what I want and don't really care, you have to understand your choices have repercussions.
Yeah. It's very sad to me the reasons that most people are not compliant. And you know, I want to get into the use of tobacco, especially cigarette smoking in the United States here during the next segment. But when you look at the number of people who do idiot things like smoke cigarettes or become obese knowing that it's going to shorten their lives and lead to disease, I'm just flabbergasted why people don't. And I actually did a show about this. I had a researcher from the UK who had done a series of studies several years ago about life-threatening events. How many life-threatening events did a person have to live through before they actually changed?
Interesting.
Their lifestyle. And in her study, it was three. Now, wow. There are people that it's just one, like the first time, boom, I'm changing. But the average was three. People had to get, you know, be given a death notice three times, like, you know what? You're going to stroke or you're going to have a heart attack.
Right.
And they would change their life, but then they would go back to the behavior. It was only after the third time, if they lived long enough, that they finally completely changed their lifestyles for good.
That's really interesting. I mean, habits are hard to break, you know, and that's why it's so important when I treat kids, we need to start good habits right away because, you know, we're in a world of immediate gratification. I want to feel good right now, and maybe that's a smoke, maybe that's a drink, maybe that's a sugary dessert. But, you know, I'm sure you're familiar with the journal called The Lancet.
The Lancet, yeah.
You know, it's like the JAMA of England.
Right.
They came out with a study in 99 and said, what are the three biggest things that kill people? Now, not diseases, but the three biggest things that kill people. Number one was alcohol, number two was smoking, and number three was bad diet, lack of exercise. That's what kills people.
That you know what? And we have control over all of those.
Exactly.
I want to take a commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk specifically about alcohol when we come back, because since you opened up this discussion to that, we're talking with Dr. Jared Skaron. And his book is 100 Natural Remedies for Your Child. You can get it at Amazon.com. It's an amazing book. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Six-Oxa was back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-oxoprogesterone. 6-oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels, but most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MahLer.com. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach,
lead.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Dr. Scourin, you get a lot of information out there, and it's quite mixed information. I have my own personal opinion about alcohol consumption.
Mm-hmm.
You have a lot more physicians, mainstream physicians, GPs out there telling people, you know, a couple glasses of wine a day is actually good for you. And personally, I disagree. And I understand the benefits of resveratrol, which you can get in a capsule form, you know, sans the alcohol.
Right. Right.
And I understand that there are other beneficial factors in the grape. But my hang up is the alcohol. What's your opinion of alcohol consumption in general?
First off, with the resveratrol, you know, it's a great antioxidant. It is healthy. But in order to get an effective dose, you've got to drink a case of wine a day, you know, and nobody can get, you know, one capsule of resveratrol, literally, you can't get that in a bottle of wine.
Yeah, like if the average cap now has about 120 milligrams of trans resveratrol in it.
Right, exactly. So, you know, it's you'd need to take that argument out of there because it's just not an argument at all. And I think with a lot of people, alcohol just gets too far, too quickly. The biggest thing I see with alcohol, and I see this in some of the families of my pediatric patients, is that it'll deplete your B vitamin levels.
Yes.
Really quickly. One drink and your B vitamins are gone. And without the B vitamins, your energy level plummets, your anxiety goes through the roof. It just I don't think it helps your health at all.
Well, and you know what? B vitamins are responsible for a great deal of the methylation process in the liver.
Sure.
And we know that alcohol affects the liver in a variety of different ways, the landscape of the liver, but the methylation process is important for detoxification and ridding the body of other toxins. So not only is the alcohol itself potentially damaging your liver over time, but also it's causing your liver not to be able to handle a lot of the other things that it's supposed to do. Personally, I think that there are people out there whose livers possess the enzymes to evacuate the alcohol faster. We've seen this. We've all known people that could drink continuously and not get drunk. But the majority of us don't have that that liver ability. And the alcohol also can shut the thyroid down very quickly as well.
So definitely. I mean, the liver is attached to every part of our body physiologically. And once you start inhibiting what the liver can do, and again, you know, we all know the liver is great for detox, but the liver also makes almost every protein that's used in the body. So we look at our thyroid and the thyroid proteins and the thyroid hormones and the control of the iodine, and we look at our adrenal glands and the stress and the cortisol and our cholesterol levels. That all starts, the foundation is the liver. And you know, people who have fatty liver and liver damage, alcohol and bad fats are the number one cause for it.
Yeah.
So you know, I'm on board with you. You know, alcohol is damaging, and it really can go down a vicious cycle very fast.
Now, I want to say this, and I'm going to leave it alone. That doesn't mean I'm not going to go out and have wine once in a while,
right.
But I'm not going to try to convince myself that this is I'm doing this because of its medicinal benefits, because it's not. I'm doing it because of its drug-like effects of making me feel, give me a buzz.
Exactly. Yeah. There is no rational medical reason that you should have alcohol. That's just a rationalization. You've got to stop. And if you want to drink in moderation, then it's social, and you know, that's what we do because we want to feel a certain way.
Right. All right. Now let's talk about this for a second. Tobacco use in the United States is rampant. It continues to grow, even though these fake efforts by those who provide oversight to the tobacco growers and cigarette manufacturers act like they're trying to do something different. The reality is that tens of thousands of new children every single day start smoking, as well as adults. smoked tobacco leads to lung cancer, but not in everyone who smokes. So what is going on with people who don't develop lung cancer? And is there something that people can do to help protect themselves against lung cancer when they do choose to do something stupid like smoke cigarettes?
You know, this is the perfect lead-in into the new field of medicine that you're going to see over the next couple decades, which is epigenetics.
Right.
You know, and it's, we're all different. And yeah, you know, why didn't George Burns get lung cancer? He was 100 plus and smoked every day. We all are slightly different, and we all have an immune system and DNA that is slightly different, or it will act differently based upon our lifestyle. And you know what? My father smokes, and I don't want him to smoke, and I've been trying to get him to quit for decades, but he hasn't yet, and he doesn't have lung cancer. So what is in our immune system that fights cancer cells? And in some people, that's stronger than others. Now, I don't want to take the risk. You know, just because there's water underneath the bridge and it might save my life, I'm not going to jump from it.
Right.
So, you know, some people will get cancer, some people won't get cancer. So, but you don't know. You know, we don't have the testing available yet, I don't think, to say I'm going to or I'm not going to. So, you know, if you want to protect yourself, and I think a lot of us have to protect ourselves from secondhand smoke because the research has shown that'll cause cancer.
And Elisa Profumo broke the news on Friday about a new phenomenon called third-hand smoke, which is actually the coating inside a home or inside a car of the smoke, the nicotine and tar that sticks, then oxidizes over time and re-enters the air as particulate matter. So you're constantly being trickle-fed nicotine and tar and all of the things from cigarette smoke. It's called third-hand smoke now.
That's horrible. That it actually will stick into fabric and re-release.
Well, doesn't it make sense, Jared? Think about it. If you can smell something, that means there's particles of it in the air.
Exactly. That's fantastic. I've never heard that term, third-hand smoke.
Yeah,
but it's true.
Yeah.
You know, that's it. If you can smell it, it's there.
Is there not some linkage between certain B vitamins being depleted and increasing risk of lung cancer? Are you familiar with that?
You know, I'm not familiar with specific B vitamins, but I'll tell you, any way you can boost the immune system, and a lot of the research that I'm reading is on vitamin D, and so many of us are depleted with vitamin D. That can help prevent cancer. Any antioxidants are going to help prevent cancer. B vitamins, it's about strengthening your immune system so your immune system can fight it.
You know, it's interesting. I'm a huge proponent of vitamin D3. I take 10,000 units a day and have done for probably 8-9 years now. But one of the vitamins that has a hormone-like effect similar to D that I feel really needs to be focused on now that we've got people convinced to look at their D3, and we even have some mainstream medical orthodox practitioners now going, D3 is very important. And they may be a little more conservative, recommending 2 to 4,000 IUs, but at least they're getting the religion now. I think it's time to start banging the drum on active vitamin A, not beta carotene, but real vitamin A. You know, we have all these stem cells in our body waiting to repair things, and it's vitamin A that helps to stimulate the differentiation of these stem cells. We could be repairing damage processes and systems in our body with our own stem cells, but people don't focus on getting adequate amounts of vitamin A. What would you say to that statement?
You know, you are preaching to the choir. It is one of my favorite pediatric vitamins that I give. And I'll tell you why. Not only does it help with stem cell production, not only does it help with eyesight, which everybody knows, and with the skin formation, but vitamin A is the best antiviral therapy you will get naturally.
Talk about that. You mentioned this on the show that what type of measles, I think it was rubella, that was being treated with a 200,000 IU dose of vitamin A?
Yeah. The World Health Organization, when they see measles out, you know, in under-industrialized nations, they treat it with vitamin A. 200,000 IUs of vitamin A, and they'll give one dose, and it'll kill the measles. I use it in my practice for any virus. Right now, kids are going back to school, and it's a germ factory. All my patients have got a bottle of vitamin A with them. They'll give 200,000 IUs, and the cold will be gone the next day. I've cured mono in 3 days. It amazes me.
So what about vitamin A for some of these, quote-unquote, viruses that people are being vaccinated against right now?
You know, I give vitamin A to anybody who, in my practice, who gets a vaccine. And, you know, it's their choice. It's your legal right if you want to get vaccines or not. And if you choose to get it, I still want to make you as healthy as possible. So we give vitamin A at the same time as they're getting the vaccine. So if you do have a live virus or some virus that goes crazy, vitamin A will kill it.
Okay. If you take a 200,000, and actually I had to listen to the show over again because Elisa and I were talking, and I thought, do you think that Dr. Scourin was wrong? Did he mean 20,000 units? You did say 200,000 units of vitamin A. If you take that bolus dose one time, should you then abandon taking vitamin A for a period of time, or should you just start going back to your normal 10,000 IU a day dose?
No, you need to go back to a daily dose, because where else are you going to get it? People aren't eating foods to get vitamin A, and like you said, not beta-carotene. Beta-carotene doesn't count, and a lot of people cannot even convert beta-carotene into retinol.
Right. Right. And you know what? A lot of physicians will tell their patients not to take vitamin A. I have heard this firsthand, that vitamin A is toxic. Take beta carotene and the body will only produce what it needs. The truth is that beta carotene is a poor choice if you need vitamin A, because most people cannot utilize it. They can't convert it.
Exactly.
So interesting stuff. All right. So obviously, with the tobacco, the best thing you can do is to just stop smoking the cigarettes. But
right.
But you're saying lots of antioxidants, things that help the immune system. Oh, are there any other good go-to? I know, is it astaxanthin is a powerful antioxidant? Am I pronouncing that right?
Yeah, that's a great antioxidant, too. You know, CoQ10. Ubiquinone is the form that you want.
You do, huh? Now, interesting, because a lot of the life extension promoters are telling people to take ubiquinol.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I often mix up the two, but yeah, it's ubiquinol. It's obvious when you go to buy it because it's the more expensive one.
Now, why? Is it because we need an enzymatic conversion to take the ubiquinone to ubiquinol?
No, you don't. All you do is reduce it, because ubiquinol and ubiquinone are incredibly similar. One is oxidized and one is reduced, and the ubiquinone is oxidized. And why are you giving an antioxidant that doesn't have any power left in it? So what they do is they reduce it, which is the chemical form of taking away some electrons, and then it gives it more power. It's like pushing a ball up a hill. And then, voof, that ubiquinol can roll down the hill and act as an antioxidant.
So does ubiquinone have any beneficial effect, in your opinion, if somebody can't afford the ubiquinol, which is quite often 5 to 7 times more expensive? I mean, you can go to VitaCost right now and get 100 milligram capsules of ubiquinone, 60 caps to a bottle, for $6 and change, which is really cheap for CoQ10.
Right.
But is it useless?
It's not, and it's not, because all of our antioxidants actually replenish one another. And so what I'll do, if a person cannot afford the ubiquinol, understandably it's expensive, you can take ubiquinone and something like vitamin E, which is another fat-soluble antioxidant, or some vitamin C, they're just going to toss electrons back and forth to one another. So I really feel it's going to have an effect.
Okay, let's talk about vitamin E for a moment before this next break. We only are taking the alpha tocopherol, but there is evidence that the tocotrienols are actually more beneficial than the tocopherols. Are you a proponent of a full spectrum vitamin E, or is the tocopherol adequate?
No. Full spectrum. We need everything. You know, our body needs all of it. It can't just run on one different thing. You know, your car needs gas and oil and antifreeze and brake fluid. You can't just feed it gas and expect it to work.
Okay. With that being said, full-spectrum vitamin E supplements quite often are very, very costly. However, there is an emerging edible oil made from the palm fruit, which has full-spectrum vitamin E in it. In fact, it is quite often the host that supplement companies use to extract all 8 of the tocotrienol and tocopherol forms from palm oil. Are you anything wrong with using palm oil, whether it's for cooking or to put on salads or just a tablespoon of it, in order to get the full spectrum vitamin E?
Well, you know, it's not the most healthy oil, so I would keep it in minimal dose, but you definitely need it. You know what I use palm oil for? It activates the satiety receptor in your intestines, called the GLP. So you eat the palm oil, and it tells your brain, I'm not hungry.
Yeah, that's interesting. Okay, with that being said, quite often real cod liver oil, whole cod liver oil, has vitamin E in it, but they only measure the D or the alpha tocopherol in it. Is it safe to assume that all the vitamin E's are in there and they're only measuring the one, or is that all that's in there?
you know, I'm really not sure about what they're looking for. But if you don't look for it, how do you know what's there or not?
Yeah, because I have to believe that things that occur in nature don't just isolate the one form. That's why if there's vitamin E in cod's liver, I have to believe that it's the full spectrum vitamin E.
I'd like to hope so. And you know, I try and do as much nutritional analysis in my practice. So we can test for alpha-tocopherol, gamma-tocopherol, beta-tocopherol, and see where your levels of everything are at.
The reason that I like vitamin E, and tell me if you feel that this is important or not, there is lots of research out there that shows that vitamin E can actually slow the development of plaque and even in some instances reverse plaque buildup in veins and arteries. Have you read any of that research?
You know, I haven't, but I'll tell you what I teach my students when I teach cardiology at the Naturopathic University is that, you know, cholesterol plaques are put there by the body for a reason. And the reason is we have inflammation and oxidative damage to our vessels. And the cholesterol is, everybody thinks cholesterol is bad. It's a repair mechanism. It's
right.
Like a patch. And if you repair the damage with antioxidants like full spectrum vitamin E, then the cholesterol plaques won't build up. They'll go away.
Right. All right, let's do this. Let's take our commercial break here, and we'll be right back with more of Dr. Jared Skowron. You can get his book, 100 Natural Remedies for Your Child, at Amazon.com. We'll be right back. I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company. You already know how great the Testa 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testa 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram.
Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Hello.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. There's a lot of discussion going on our Facebook page between Dr. Scourin and listeners. I think everybody's pretty shocked that one single drink of alcohol can deplete vitamin B. And actually, I'll tell you something else that people don't realize about alcohol, but it really can be damaging to the lining of the stomach, which kind of leads me to this next discussion, if you will. There's lots of recent evidence. It's been long understood by naturopaths and sensible practitioners that there is some sort of linkage between late onset autism and digestive problems. Have you seen this in your practice as well?
I do. I treat a lot of autism and successfully, which is fantastic for the kids and the families. But there's always GI problems in kids with autism. I think part of it is a vaccine reaction, because there was a great study where they took an endoscope and checked out inside the intestines of autistic kids and saw measles growing within their intestines.
Really?
But also, I think it's the cortisol. They are under fight or flight nonstop, and cortisol will shut down the immune system and shut down repair, and their digestive system goes to crap, if you will. And, you know, candida grows and C. diff grows and the food sensitivities, and it spirals.
Now, have you seen this most recent study? I actually posted it on my blog a couple days ago. I'm trying to find it real quick. But this most recent study that links a modification in the DNA of these children and their inability to have a certain gut flora being present. Have you seen that?
I have not seen that new one, but you know, I'll test gut flora in these kids. And it's definitely out of whack, you know. They've got low acidophilus, low bifidus. They might have candida. They might have C. diff. I see about 20% of them have parasites. It's definitely a mess in there. And that causes systemic inflammation. And that leads to an autoimmune attack on the brain.
Because, again, talking about autoimmune diseases, which we talked about before on the show, what happens is that these rogue proteins end up in the bloodstream instead of being digested and handled properly, and so the body has to rid itself of them, and it ends up attacking itself at the same time, the innocent bystander syndrome.
Exactly. You know, and a lot of autoimmune diseases is like that, where the immune system is trying to attack one thing, but then it has the protein structure and it looks like a part of the body, and the innocent bystander gets taken out.
So what is the proper protocol for somebody who has an autistic child that wants to experiment with probiotics? Should they just go out and buy a good probiotic and just take the recommended dose? Do they have to take aggressive doses for periods of time?
You know, I will probably give in between 20 and 40 billion CFUs, which, you know, depending on the brand you get, that might be a couple pills or it might be an aggressive dose. And same thing with fish oil. You know, I see these fish oil gummies because, you know, compliance is tough with fish oil.
Right.
But fish oil gummies might have 200-300 milligrams of fish oil. That's not going to do anything.
Yeah.
You know, that's like drinking one glass of wine for the resveratrol.
Right.
It won't touch it. You need 2 grams a day.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And how long does it take to see a change in the child's behavior once the proper gut flora starts to rebuild?
You know, I'd probably say somewhere between 4 and 8 weeks.
Really?
And it all depends what else you're doing. You know, are you doing some kind of diet? Are you doing gluten casein free? Are you doing the GAPS diet? Are you doing the oxalate diet or the specific carbohydrate diet? And, you know, everyone works differently for each child. But the more you do, the quicker you'll see results.
And in a lot of these children, when they come out the other end of, you know, isolating the diet, correcting the gut flora, they become symptom free?
They, you know, our goal is to mainstream and to become symptom free. We don't use the word cure, but I've got kids who couldn't talk are now talking. Kids who were in special ed classes are now in mainstream school. They've got friends, and they've got a future, and that's what matters.
Where do you stand on the germ theory, over the cellular theory, for instance?
You know, germs are everywhere, period. Right. You know, we can never get away. You know, we love to think we could Purell the world, but it's impossible. And, you know, they're necessary for us to live. I mean, there's billions of bacteria on our skin that protect us.
Right.
And you know, what we need to do is live and fight the bad guys, but that all has to deal with an immune system and, you know, realize who our allies are. And some of our allies are organisms that live with us.
Which is why I asked the question earlier, you know, about the, even cigarette smoking. I mean, obviously, people have genetic predispositions to certain diseases, but to quote, you know, the epigenetic model, it's the lifestyle that pulls that trigger or does not pull that trigger, so to speak. So clearly, what we do has a more profound effect on our outcome and the etiology of a disease than whether or not we have the markers for it. Would you agree with that statement?
Definitely. I mean, take a look at twins, period. And plenty of research is done on twins because they're the exact same DNA. One gets diabetes, one gets cancer, the other doesn't. And that's because of epigenetics. And what epigenetics is, what do we do with what we've got? You know, are we eating healthy? Are we exercising? Or are we smoking and drinking? And that just depletes our system.
We're coming towards the end of the interview. I wanted to ask your opinion about what's going on in California and even in some other states. I already know how you feel about the Gardasil vaccine. In California, there's a movement to, A, make Gardasil vaccine mandatory and parents do not have to approve its administration. And number two, make it a criminal offense to deny your child chemotherapy if they have cancer. What's your opinion of these types of draconian methods of actually taking control away from parents?
It's a travesty to take our freedoms away, period. Who says one person is right or one belief system is right? And you know, are we really a free country? And when it comes to healthcare and vaccines and chemotherapy, maybe it's our personal thought, maybe it's science that's good or bad. And you know, we always think science knows everything, but you know, we take a look 25 years ago in the past and we say, look what was wrong. Look what we've learned from it. And if you're going to take people's freedoms away, then you know, that's unconstitutional.
Well, here's what I say. If you're going to take people's freedoms away, then I think that criminal punishment should be enacted when we find out you're wrong. And I'll give you, for instance, decades ago, the Surgeon General, mainstream medical orthodoxy, promoted the use of tobacco. In fact, they had, I think it was Paul Mall or Lucky Strikes, had a guy with a lab coat and a stethoscope around his neck saying, smoking a cigarette and saying tobacco was good for the digestive system, calmed the nerves, and was healthy. So now that we know what we know, I think that we should be able to go back and file criminal charges against those companies, the people who run those companies, since those people that did that today are gone, probably deceased from their tobacco use, most likely. And I think that, you know, until you can start to punish government agencies and the individuals that run them and these other perpetrators for these types of atrocities that happen every single day, I think that people in the FDA should go to jail when a pharmaceutical company pulls the wool over their eyes. There should be no excuse. They should not be able to say, well, we don't have the brain trust to check our own work any longer. And then in the same breath say, you know, we really need more money so we can provide more oversight to other areas of food safety and so on. I think people need to start going to jail for this. I know that I would go to jail or you would go to jail if we did something like that.
No, I agree. You know, there's no repercussions anymore. Supreme Court says you can't sue a pharmaceutical company for vaccines. Obama just put the head lobbyist for Mercola there at the FDA.
Mercola or Merck?
Mercola.
Now, who's Mercola?
The food giant.
Or oh.
Am I? Monsanto.
Monsanto.
Sorry.
Yeah, you were thinking of Dr. Mercola.
Exactly. No.
No.
The big lobbyist for Monsanto is now a new head FDA guy.
Oh my God! How can this happen? And it just frustrates the hell out of me.
But it's, you know, it's money. It's all about money and getting political protection for your money.
You know, I have a theory. You know how. When when times are tough, there's looting and people start breaking into stores, when, you know, jobs are down and economically underserved areas are being oppressed, and so they start looting and stealing TVs and food like Katrina and all that sort of stuff. Remember that?
Yeah.
Okay. I really believe that this country is in such dire straits that the political elite are looting. But they don't steal TVs. They steal money from pension funds and they hoard.
Sure.
And they cut deals to get their families that money to protect them, because they know that this country is teeter-tottering on the edge right now.
Right.
And instead of trying to save the country, they're just trying to protect themselves. And they're agreeing, like, I mean, this guy Perry wanting to approve that the Gardasil vaccine be given to every child in female child in Texas.
Yep.
Mandatory. And then his relationship with Merck is so obvious, he should go to jail. He shouldn't even be allowed to run for president.
It's unethical.
But you know what the sad part is, Jared? There are people out there who will vote for him because he is considered the religious right.
Sure, sure.
It's very sad. I'm afraid for this country. I really, really am. I really am. Anyway, okay. Enough of that. Dr. Jared Skaron's book is 100 Natural Remedies for Your Child. Get this book. Keep your child healthy. If you don't have a child, buy the book and give it to a relative, because this is the best. It's under $20, depending on if you go to Amazon or wherever. It's the best book you can buy, because trust me, the government wants to take your control over you raising your child away. So keep your child healthy. The less often you have to end up at a doctor with your child, the better off you are. Dr. Skaron, thanks for being on Superhuman Radio today.
Thanks, Carl.
Okay. All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to rid yourself of fatigue. Everyone in this country is complaining of fatigue. Just look at the coffee sales if you don't believe me. We'll be right back.
All right. Honey, give me that to go be red and lift. Three with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom door. How could I forget that I had given her an extra kiss? All this time she was standing there, she never took her eyes off me.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com, the best supplements in the universe, are at OrbitNutrition.com. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Your shaker bottle is the most important tool in meal planning. The convenience in being able to take a ready-to-drink meal on the road is a necessity. Too often our shaker bottle backfires on us, making what should be a convenience a disaster. Shaker Pro is the only shaker bottle in the world with a separate chamber to keep your protein powder dry until you're ready to mix it. Shaker Pro's patented design ensures that all of your powders will blend completely. Shaker Pro is BPA-free. Go to 4sportlife.com today. That's the number 4sportlife.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Just want to remind everybody, AgeForce has come out with the new creatine beta-alanine patch. And if it's anything like their other patches, which I've gotten amazing number of emails from people saying that the various patches that they're using are working so great. This is a transdermal creatine beta-alanine stack. And my listeners only, Super Human Radio listeners only, get a free trial of it. That's right, free, to try out. You got to go to superhumanradio.com. You got to click the free trial banner ad. You won't miss it. It's a big banner ad that floats on the right-hand side of the page. This trial is only available for 7 days, so don't wait. Take action now. Okay. My next guest is a nutritional expert, a nutritional writer. His name is Jack Challum, and he has written the book No More Fatigue. How are you doing, Jack?
I'm doing fine. It's good to be with you, Carl.
Good, good. Jack, before we get started on the interview, tell my listeners how you got started in this, how long you've been doing this research and writing about nutrition.
Oh, gosh, I've been doing it for almost 40 years.
You don't look that old, Jack. You must know something about nutrition.
it says a lot about eating right and exercise and taking supplements. I got turned on to the field by a college biology professor, and really the rest is history. And he pointed me in the right direction. My actual formal training is in sociology and psych, and that has really given me this sort of context for nutrition. What we eat, the way we eat, is influenced by how we're raised, by what our peers are doing, by the advertising we see. So you know, people don't just go into McDonald's because they're hungry. There's all these social forces basically pushing people to eat junk food, and much smaller social forces pushing people to eat healthy diets.
Don't you think that the word healthy has become almost malformed as a statement? Because you can go to three people and ask them what they think a healthy diet is, and you'll get four totally different opinions.
Oh, yeah, I wholeheartedly agree. And my idea of a healthy diet really resembles a modern version of the ancient Paleolithic diet.
Bingo.
Exactly, you know, quality.
And I like to, and as a matter of fact, the paleo diet taken a step further with understanding what we now understand about epigenetics, I like to use the term ancestral diet. Look at the way your ancestors ate, because chances are, through the evolutionary process and polymorphisms, chances are there are foods you can thrive on that I can't, based on the area of the world that your genetics arrived and evolved under.
I completely agree, and often when I'm lecturing, I refer to the diet as the ancestral diet, and it's rich in quality animal proteins. It's rich in all sorts of vegetables, and when you look at what our ancestors ate over the course of a year, they ate at least 100 different types of plant foods, and the typical American today, if he's eating vegetables, might be having carrots and peas and corn. and that's pretty limited nutritionally.
Well, not only that, but they're genetically modified, and our bodies don't do well with them. The number of the increase in diseases like GERD and IBS, I strongly believe, can be linked right back to the genetically modified corn and soy, because that genetically modified corn does exactly what it does to humans to the corn borer. It destroys the lining of the stomach. But the problem is, because we're so big and robust, it kills the bug. We just live with the symptoms of these the lining of our stomach being perforated.
Yeah, instead of being killed pretty quickly, we just suffer from a lot of, quote-unquote, nuisance symptoms like acid reflux.
Exactly. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about fatigue now. Is fatigue as big of a problem as we think it is? Is that why there is the reliance on caffeine, or is caffeine consumption? I like to call the United States the caffeine nation, to play on the word caffeination. Is there a link between the use of caffeine and fatigue, or do we need caffeine because of the problems with fatigue?
A little bit of both. I think if we're looking at the chicken or the egg, it's the fatigue that sets us up for really craving caffeine. And, you know, people who are drinking 5-plus cups of coffee a day or one or two Starbucks, which is really a very potent caffeine brew, I usually suspect they are an adrenal exhaustion. And it's caffeine that keeps them going. I went into one of the office supply stores the other day, and at the checkout counter, there's a little bottles of 5-Hour Energy. I mean, this stuff is everywhere. And the 5-Hour Energy is really nothing more than high-priced caffeine. When I talk with doctors, they tend to say that one out of three patients who come to see them are talking about being fatigued all the time. And part of it is the way we live. Part of it is adrenal exhaustion, which also ties back to stress. Part of it is there are 500 drugs, prescription and over-the-counter, that have side effects that include fatigue.
Really? Like what are some of the more popular drugs?
Well, the acid blockers, for one.
The proton pump inhibitors.
Exactly.
Now, how do they precipitate fatigue? Is it from the maldigestion of food, or do they actually disrupt a process in the body that then leads to fatigue?
They inhibit at least two nutrients from being absorbed. One is B12, the other is vitamin C. Those are the ones that have been tested. I suspect the effect on micronutrients, other vitamins and minerals, is far greater. The stomach is supposed to be naturally acid and as a major step in breaking down food for energy, and if it's not, it's literally like throwing a wrench into the whole digestive process, which ultimately leads to the production of energy in the mitochondria.
Right. All right, so drugs obviously lead to fatigue. People are sleeping less. We also have a feeling now, many of us who talk about this, that this soup of radio frequencies that we live in could be causing poor sleep. I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to start talking about sleep for a moment as well. We're talking with Jack Chalom, and he is the author of the book No More Fatigue. Fatigue is a huge problem in the United States, and I suspect abroad as well. You can learn more about this book and other books that Jack has written at nutritionreporter.com. We'll be right back. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today. today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is Jack Callum, author of No More Fatigue. Jack has written quite a few good books. You can go to his website, nutritionreporter.com. Even download two free chapters of No More Fatigue. Talk about sleep for a minute, Jack. Is better sleep essential, or does it come when you get your fatigue situation under control?
Better sleep comes when you get the situation under control. And the real linchpin here is stress. It's work, commuting, home life. And, one of the things that's happened over the last 20 years is we've gone from a 40-hour work week to a 24/7 work week. And as much as I love my smartphone, smartphones keep people connected to work, to friends, 24 hours.
Do you know, Jack, I resent, and I have to say this as one of the, and I'm not blowing smoke right now. I was the first agent that Craig McCaw flew to Las Vegas to sign for Cellular One, because I was already in the IMTS mobile telephone business and I already had thousands of customers. I'm saying what I'm about to say as one of the early pioneers of cellular telephones. Okay, I resent having to carry my phone now. I hate it. I turn my ringer off 70% of the time throughout the day, because I don't even want to be bothered anymore. The concept of being even more connected, and I carry an old-fashioned phone. I mean, it texts and it calls, and that's it. I don't even want a smartphone with apps and all this other stuff. It's like, I don't want to be more connected. I don't want my email following me now, too.
Yeah, and most people don't understand this. And by staying connected all the time, it becomes a stress.
You feel anxious all the time. It's like, oh, a text message just came in. I have to respond now. If I don't respond now, that person may become insulted. And then the phone rings. And then an email comes. And then you got to get on the web because you have to browse now. It's like you have this, you constantly feel like you're working, like you're running all the time.
Yeah, and then the stress cascades. And it ultimately interferes with sleep. That really leads to more caffeine. Just to get going the next morning and keep going through the day, and the cycle just repeats itself day in, day out. And so it's very important to taking a word from the world of personal relationships to reestablish some personal boundaries, and those boundaries apply to cell phones, email, texting. We need this downtime to recover and to de-stress. So stress is really the linchpin here, and you're absolutely right. It makes us more anxious, more jittery. The whole 24/7 news cycle increases worry, and so it really helps to disconnect. And it doesn't have to be for a long time. But a few hours in the evening, so we can just sort of settle down, get the anxiety under control. And I've got lots of steps in the No More Fatigue book for people to follow to do this. And some of it is dietary, some of it is supplements, some of it is lifestyle change.
Let's do this. I want to ask you a couple specific questions. But before we get that, I want to talk about chronic illness. Once again, the cart or the horse, chronic illness.
A little bit of both. I don't think I've ever run into a cancer patient, for example, who has boundless energy.
Yeah.
And part of it is, in many cases, the fatigue precedes the cancer diagnosis. Certainly after conventional treatment, fatigue could go on for years and for the rest of a person's life.
What about diseases like fibromyalgia, lupus, which are these broad-stroked diseases that are designed to be a catch-all for something that the average practitioner just can't find a diagnosis for? I mean, we've had recently we did a show about the toxic chemicals that we come in contact with in cleaning supplies and detergents, and the woman who's on the show, Leslie, I can't think of her last name, I'm so sorry, she's the green cleaning coach. She talked about a woman who was diagnosed with lupus because she would break out in rashes constantly from her clothing. And then when they found out that she had developed an immune response to the detergent and changed the detergent, her rash went away, and obviously her lupus went away as well. So, what about these broad catch-all things like fibromyalgia and lupus?
Well, diseases like fibro, chronic fatigue syndrome is really part of this issue. Lupus, a lot of doctors will just apply these diagnoses because they're really at wit's ends. They don't know what to do with patients like this. And people with fibro and CFS have almost ultra-sensitive nervous systems. They often know what they react to. Sometimes they don't, but they often, build their life around avoiding the things that harm them. And I think a lot of what's going on is they're worn down. They're worn down, by life, by stress, adrenal exhaustion. I think adrenal exhaustion, ultimately does lead to chronic fatigue syndrome in most cases. They're worn down by chemical sensitivities, by food sensitivities, and the typical doctor, might spend 10 minutes with a patient, and someone who comes in without a neat condition that can fit a DSM diagnostic code, the doctor's just start to think, well, it's all psychosomatic, that they're just half crazy.
Right.
And so patients don't get treated. There's just a great photo essay in the New York Times, and it's available online, of people who are chemically sensitive, and all of them basically are withdrawing from normal life. Some are basically camping out in the forest. Some are camping out in the desert. That's not really.
Are they getting results from doing that? Are they feeling better?
Well, they're feeling a little bit better, but they're missing an important key, and that is to rebuild their body through diet and supplements.
And exercise. I have to,
exactly.
I mean, you know what? Exercise is so critical, and no one wants to hear that, because we live in a society today where people want, they believe the reward for your labors is to rest. We call it retire. No one retired before the industrial revolution. There was no retirement. People worked until they couldn't work anymore, and that was it. But now we believe that the reward is to sit on our keisters and watch television 24/7. That's not a reward. That's a death sentence.
Yeah, you're right on that, Carl. And exercise is such an important part of the equation. But when you ask the average person about exercising, they'll just say one of two things: I'm too tired, or I don't have the time. And the translation is, when they say they don't have the time, it means their life is already full of stress. And when they say they're too tired, they're basically wiped out from.
You know what I say? You know what I say to one of those people? You want to find the time? Cancel a couple doctor's appointments and go for a walk instead, because that'll be more effective in helping you than visiting that doctor. You know what? And I know a lot of people may think that's a reckless statement, but I have a feeling it's not for a lot of people. What about hormones? What relationship? Once again, cart or horse?
Generally, the cart, I'd say. Two common hormone-related causes of fatigue. One is low thyroid, the other is adrenal exhaustion. And I keep coming back to adrenal exhaustion because I think it's more common than low thyroid. And a lot of people think of cortisol, the stress hormone, as the bad guy. And we all make cortisol. It's our buffer against stress. But when we're super stressed, the cortisol levels really go through the ceiling. And then adrenal exhaustion develops when our cortisol levels drop into the toilet. And we just can't sustain that high production of cortisol.
How do you help somebody? How do you help somebody who's seeing a practitioner that is aligned with the medical orthodoxy, who does not believe in any way, shape, or form in the term adrenal exhaustion or adrenal fatigue? They say, "Oh, it's nonsense. This is what people out there who are charlatans are promoting."
Yeah, the conventional diagnosis of adrenal exhaustion is Addison's disease, but that's adrenal exhaustion in its most severe form, and only one symptom distinguishes Addison's disease from what a lot of docs call subclinical adrenal exhaustion.
Which is what?
Low cortisol levels.
That's the symptom. That's it.
Yeah. And you're already in adrenal exhaustion. You're consuming 5 to 10 cups of coffee a day to keep going. And really, the heavy caffeine users are really in adrenal exhaustion. And so, really, there's two approaches. One is to find a nutritionally oriented physician. Often easier than many people think it is, but they typically have to pay out of pocket. And one of my issues with that is a lot of people would rather stick with mediocre medical care that their insurance covers rather than getting good medical care and paying for it out of their pocket. I mean, it's a choice. And
we are such a penny-wise, dollar-foolish society today.
Exactly.
People will not buy organic because it's more expensive, but they'll end up spending that money on pharmaceutical drugs to correct illnesses that they will develop from eating pesticide-laden fruits and vegetables.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't. You know what it is? The problem is this. If you can't show someone quantitatively, here is the cause and effect of your lifestyle choices, they don't believe it exists, and the medical orthodoxy, the AMA, the food pyramid, all of these erroneous organizations and systems are all, what they do is they fortify in the average person's mind that they're actually doing the right thing, but that's because there's money to be made in their illness. We have to take a commercial break. You can go to nutritionreporter.com to get two free chapters of Jack Chalom's book, which is No More Fatigue. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Showtime. Push me, and then just touch me, till I can get my...
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away two free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to try them today. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the AgeForce Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit AgeForce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AgeForce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Okay, are you ready?
Operator.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. The discussion this hour is about fatigue. Now we want to talk a little bit about mitigating fatigue. We understand where it comes from and how it occurs. Jack, tell me a little bit about the adrenals and how we can support them. Just give me like a one item from each category: supplementation, nutrition, so on and so forth.
Okay, and in terms of supplements, there's actually three, maybe more, major players. In terms of nutritional supplements, pantothenic acid and vitamin C are key for supporting adrenal function.
Now, pantothenic acid is actually B6, correct?
No, it isn't. I think it's B5.
B5, okay, I'm sorry. Okay.
And on the herbal side.
Vitamin C. I want to delve in just a little bit deeper. I recently upped my vitamin C intake from 3 grams a day to 9, and I'm on my way to 12 grams a day to experiment with some doses that Raymond Francis experimented with. What are your thoughts on large doses of vitamin C?
Well, you're heading toward what I take every day, which is about 12 grams, and some in the morning, some in the afternoon, some before I go to bed.
Do you take just plain old ascorbic acid, or do you subscribe to the idea that L-ascorbate is the only one to take?
I take mostly conventional ascorbic acid, but before bed I'll take buffered vitamin C.
Why that? Because it's laying in the stomach without digestive activity?
Well, that's part of the reason. Part of it is it seems to blunt any kind of food reaction that might affect me the next morning when I wake up.
Gotcha. What about the idea that vitamin C can actually attenuate and modulate blood sugar levels? Does it do this in a beneficial way, or can it elevate blood sugar levels unnecessarily?
It does it in a beneficial way, but the effect tends to be very subtle. And there are certainly other things that I recommend for controlling blood sugar.
Right.
Like lipoic acid.
Right, alpha lipoic acid, sure, chromium picolinate.
Yeah.
Actually, we just talked about some of those in the first hour of the show. I didn't mean to cut you off, but that's why I want to segue into this a little bit deeper. So, vitamin C is thought to have a profound effect on the adrenal glands, right?
Yeah, this has been documented for decades.
What does it do for the adrenal glands?
Well, vitamin C, if you look at most animals in our world, they make their own vitamin C from glucose.
Except us and hamsters.
guinea
pigs.
Guinea pigs.
Right.
One type of bat that eats fruit.
Right. And that's my theory, by the way, on why we don't produce vitamin C. I believe that in prehistoria, we did produce vitamin C until the introduction of carbohydrate sources, and our body because our body responded in an effort to avoid periods of hyperglycemia by diminishing the output of vitamin C production till there was none left in us. That's my theory, by the way, on our lack of production of vitamin C.
Yeah, our ancestors actually made vitamin C up until about 25 million.
There you
years
go.
Ago.
Now I didn't know that, but that's always been my theory. So there you go.
Yeah,
so
and this is pretty well documented. And basically, our ancestors survived because a lot of food was available, and this was a genetic accident that caused this change. I've actually published some scientific papers on it with collaborators at universities. And so we hobbled along, and luckily there was a lot of fruit to keep us going.
But does vitamin C enhance adrenal action, or do the adrenals depend on vitamin C?
Well, vitamin C is necessary for homeostasis. And homeostasis is really about biological equilibrium. And again, the adrenals are the first line of defense when we're stressed. And when we're stressed, like other animal species, our vitamin C requirements will increase. Vitamin C and pantothenic acid are needed in the production of adrenal hormones.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's important that we talk about one of the herbs, and this is licorice root extract.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
glycyrrhenic acid.
Yeah, and what licorice root extract does is it blocks the body's breakdown of cortisol, and you want this when your cortisol level is low. It gives you some breathing space so your cortisol levels can go back up to normal.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, in adrenal exhaustion, in addition to fatigue, people have low blood pressure. They usually think, oh, this is a good thing. It's not a good thing if the cause of low blood pressure is adrenal exhaustion. And you could basically monitor your recovery in a number of ways, your energy levels, As you recover, you'll probably need less caffeine, and by measuring your blood pressure. And when your blood pressure starts to stabilize in a normal range, you're well on your way to recovery from adrenal exhaustion, and you just have to keep monitoring it so you don't develop high blood pressure. And really, you know, a lot of companies sell the DGL form of licorice root extract, and you need the pure stuff without the
So you want the glycerothenic acid in it.
Exactly.
Okay.
Without that, licorice root is worthless in adrenal exhaustion.
Interestingly enough, glycerothenic acid can also help you shed fat. It actually has some sort of beta adrenergic interplay, and glycerothenic acid has been shown to cause the disposal of fat, the release and disposal of fat from adipose tissue. Now, I will warn you that glycerothenic acid in people who do not have low blood pressure will raise your blood pressure. You need to watch your blood pressure if you introduce licorice of any type, real licorice. So just keep that in mind.
Yeah, and really the type of product we're talking about is really geared for people with adrenal exhaustion.
Yes.
And again, low blood pressure is one of the signs of adrenal exhaustion.
Tell me about foods that benefit the person who is fatigued because of the adrenals.
Well, it comes back to what we were talking about earlier, quality protein. You know, the ancestral diet, quality protein, lots of fruits and veggies, really cutting out the junk foods. And as you recover, you will need less and less coffee. When you cut out the junk foods, you're also cutting out a lot of the sugar and the refined carbohydrates. And what you often have overlapping in this situation is blood sugar peaks and valleys. And this type of oscillation is really a sign of prediabetes. I wrote about that in another book called Stop Prediabetes Now. And so you've got, you know, most people feel great when their blood sugar is going up. And when their blood sugar is very low, they're tired, they're edgy, they're hungry. And they intuitively know that the quickest fix is some sort of junk food, but
right.
It just repeats the cycle over and over again. So it's a matter of, you know, people have to set some goals, and, you know, it's not something you can cure with a single pill. It really amounts to lifestyle change, and you have to decide how you want to spend the rest of your life. And when people tell me, well, all that's going to take too much time, I just say, well, then plan on making the time to be disabled in 10 or 20 years.
Yeah, or make the time to go to numerous doctor's appointments for weeks and months and the rest of your life. Because
yeah.
if you don't think you have time now to do these things, then how are you going to find the time to go to the doctor, this doctor, that doctor, and that specialist 3 to 4 times a week?
Yeah, and I know we're about to go to a commercial break, but part of this is when people are stressed out, they're not really thinking. They're not.
Yeah, you don't make good decisions. You don't make good
exactly.
decisions at all.
They're reacting rather than really processing what's going on and thinking about, gee, you know, I'm taking 4 or 5 medications, and numbers 2 to 4 are really for the side effects of drug number one.
Right. Right. I love that. That's amazing. All right. Let's do this. Let's take, our last commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about caffeine, what to do about it. Because let's face it, I'm drinking green tea right now. That's my caffeine fix for the day. But everybody has a little bit of caffeine in their diet. We're talking with Jack Chalom. He is the author of the book, No More Fatigue. You can go to nutritionreporter.com and download 2 free chapters. Check it out. We'll be right back. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4.
Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Your shaker bottle is the most important tool in meal planning. The convenience of being able to take a ready-to-drink meal on the road is a necessity. Too often our shaker bottle backfires on us, making what should be a convenience a disaster. Shaker Pro is the only shaker bottle in the world with a separate chamber to keep your protein powder dry until you're ready to mix it. Shaker Pro's patented design ensures that all of your powders will blend completely. Shaker Pro is BPA free. Go to forsportlife.com today. That's the number 4, sportlife.com.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. Orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your miracle noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Please give us the power to blow people's minds with our high voltage rock. In your name we pray. Amen.
I wanna rock!
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Now, there's some anti-fatigue music right there, huh, Jack?
Oh, yeah, that'll get you moving.
Okay, caffeine. What do we do about it? If we're consuming copious amounts of caffeine, and let me tell you something. If you're drinking a 16-ounce or 20-ounce Starbucks in the morning, you're getting probably 400 to 500 milligrams of caffeine, at least 350, no doubt about it. If you're drinking a couple of those a day, I mean, you're really getting what I would like to call clinical doses of caffeine. Now, the coffee industry would have you believe that there's something magical about coffee that mitigates the negative effects of the caffeine in it, but I don't buy that at all. And I am an avid coffee drinker, but I've given coffee up recently because I don't feel good anymore when I drink coffee. I start hacking, my nose starts running. I have acute responses to the coffee on top of the fact that I usually wake up in the middle of the night from the hypoglycemic episodes precipitated as the caffeine starts to wear off 12 hours later. How do people stop the caffeine, Jack? Do they titrate it? Do they just cold turkey it? What do they do?
There are a couple of ways, and you know, Carl, we're really thinking along the same lines, and the 20-ounce venti size of a regular Starbucks does contain 500 milligrams of caffeine.
Ouch.
And that's equivalent to about 15 cans of Coke or Pepsi.
Never mind that. When coffee first came out, it was designed to drink in 4-ounce doses. So keep that in mind.
Yeah, exactly. So we've really become caffeine dependent. I think it's a sign that much of the nation is in adrenal exhaustion. And I get asked this question at many of my lectures, you know, how can one cut back on their coffee. And there's really two ways. One, go on a vacation. You know, a week to 2 weeks, although fewer and fewer people say they're able to do this.
Right.
But it removes you from your stressful environment, and that's a good way to just substitute water for coffee or energy drinks in the morning. Expect to have a headache the first day or two, and then you'll start to clear. Now, there's another way to do it, and the owner of a company called Ticino, T-E-E-C-I-N-O, approached me a couple of years ago and just said, look, you know, really take a look at this product, and I'm not getting any money from them or anything like this. And it's a coffee substitute that has no caffeine.
Really?
It is in large part chicory root, so chicory root will work the same way. And what you do if you're brewing your coffee at home or you can control the brew at the office, start substituting a little bit of the Ticino for the coffee when you are mixing the grinds and before you brew it. And just keep increasing over a couple of weeks or so the amount of Ticino until it's basically pure Ticino, and you maintain this wonderful coffee flavor, but ultimately without any caffeine.
Is there what about small doses of caffeine? There's estimated about 18 milligrams of caffeine in my green tea that I'm drinking right now, and in some decafs that are naturally decaffeinated coffees, they claim to have about 20 milligrams of caffeine in a 12-ounce cup of coffee, which I don't drink the coffee anyway because it's rough on my stomach. But what about small doses of caffeine like that?
You know, I don't have a problem with someone having one or two weak cups of coffee in the morning. It's when the dose increases that people are running into problems. Green tea does contain some caffeine. But the higher quality green teas, and this is where you get what you pay for, contain a substance called L-theanine.
Yeah, which it actually relaxes you.
Exactly. And this counteracts the effect of the caffeine in most people. The exceptions are those who are hypersensitive to caffeine.
Right.
But you're not going to get a lot of theanine if you're spending $2 for a box of green tea bags. And when I was in San Francisco a few years ago, I walked into a Japanese grocery store, and there was a whole wall of green tea products ranging from a couple of dollars up to $20 for a box. And
right.
I sort of aimed for the middle. And I found a nice organic green tea. Each bag literally brews the pitcher on the countertop in about 20 minutes, and it's wonderful stuff. And it certainly.
I'll tell you something else that a lot of people may not realize, but you can remove 80% of the caffeine from your green tea by pour yourself a cup of hot water. Take the tea bag, pour a separate cup of hot water, a short one. Dip the tea bag once, count to five, one, two, three, four, five, pull it out, and then dip it in the one that you're going to drink from. That five-second blanching actually removes 80% of the caffeine.
That's a great tip, Carl.
I mean, so let's say you've got a cheaper tea, and it's got 30 or 40 milligrams of caffeine in it, and it has very little L-theanine in it. Well, by doing what I just said, we'll bring it down to about 5 milligrams of caffeine. And it won't impair the liquor produced in the final cup of tea. It won't lighten it, or it just gets rid of the caffeine. The caffeine goes first as soon as it hits water.
Hmm.
So interesting. But anyway, I was taught to me. We did a show on tea actually a couple of years ago. There's a fine tea house here in Louisville, Kentucky, and I learned that trick from them. Okay, we did not talk about this, and I don't see it mentioned in your book. At least maybe I didn't. Pick up on it. I may have glanced over because I speed read quite often. Alcohol. What about alcohol consumption?
You're right. I didn't really address it a lot. Alcohol tends to have a fatiguing effect. And, you know, in extreme amounts, You know, we're talking about hangovers and alcoholism. But, you know, a glass of wine, you know, even though it has some health benefits, tends to make people tired.
Yes.
And the same with a beer. And so...
You know, alcohol, people fail to realize that alcohol is a documented central nervous system depressant. And key word here, depress. It depresses brain function. It depresses the central nervous system. In fact, alcohol poisoning quite often causes the body to stop breathing. The lungs stop working because of the severe central nervous system depressing effects of it. So, you know, I have to believe that regular consumption, and I know that red wine is promoted as a healthy thing now. And I don't mind a glass of red wine from time to time. But I think this notion that two glasses a day is beneficial, I personally think it's bunk.
Yeah, you know, one glass a week, I don't have a problem with that. It's much worse when you get into the hard liquors because they don't contain any of the antioxidant flavonoids that a glass of red wine would contain.
Right.
And so dealing with alcohol, limiting or eliminating it from your diet is very, very important for recovering from fatigue.
Yeah, absolutely.
And again, most people will say, gee, these are too many changes. And the way I spell it out in the book, it's really kind of like one step at a time. You know, maybe one person in a million is willing to go cold turkey and change their life in one day. But most people do better with one step at a time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and we talked about that during the first hour of the show. Quite often compliance with lifestyle changes, that's why the pharmaceutical industry profits so easily, because people are not willing to do the hard work. They'd rather take a pill and hide the symptoms, and shame on you. I mean, it's really sad. Sometimes I will use reverse psychology on people when they'll tell me something. You know, I'm saying, well, here's what you need to do. Oh, I don't know if I could do that. And so I look at them. I say, let me ask you a question. If your child had this issue that you have right now, what would you say to your child? Would you say to your child, take that drug and die of it eventually? Or would you say to your child, you have to make the tough decision to make some lifestyle choices? It's funny how people will not do for themselves, but they will do for their children. Have you noticed that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, a little bit of tough love goes a long way.
Yeah.
And a lot of parents aren't willing to do the tough love bit.
What other books can people find on your website, nutritionreporter.com?
Stop Prediabetes Now, The Food Mood Solution, The Inflammation Syndromes, second edition, revised edition, came out last year. Really just connecting the dots with why people have aches and pains. And the program, again, it's an ancestral diet, quality protein, lots of veggies. And really some interesting supplements that weren't around when the first edition of the book came out in 2003.
Yeah. Yeah, very good. Very good stuff. Go to nutritionreporter.com. Check it out. Jack, I want to thank you for coming on Superhuman Radio.
Hey, Carl, I appreciate the invitation.
Okay, we'll have you back again, okay?
Sounds great.
Okay. I also want to thank Dr. Jared Scowron. Don't forget his book, 100 Natural Remedies for Your Child, at Amazon.com, under $20. Really, two good books here for different reasons. One for the adults who are chasing the children around and are running out of energy. And then, of course, one for the children to keep them healthy. All right, thanks for listening to Superhuman Radio. We got a great show planned for you tomorrow. I believe tomorrow is the day we're going to have Aubrey de Grey on the show from the UK, one of the geniuses of longevity and anti-aging. You won't want to miss that show live. I'll even ask some of your questions if you post them on Facebook. We'll see you tomorrow.